This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. At an old monastery along the Fox River in Appleton, a music mecca is budding. Inside, you won't just find people from the Fox cities. Musicians are coming from across the country to compose songs and record albums at The Refuge. Amid microphones, piles of cords, and empty guitar cases, a band is tuning their instruments, ready to get to work. Aaron Ray and the Meanwhiles have been laying down tracks for their second album in this recording studio all week.
My name's Aaron Ray. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. Aaron Ray McCaskill left Music City, USA to record an album in Appleton, Wisconsin. And she's not the only one doing this. Musicians from France, New York, California, and across Wisconsin are making their way to The Refuge. The former retreat for the Capuchin Franciscan province of St. Joseph is turning into a getaway for all sorts of artists. They may come for the weekend or stay for a few weeks, inhabiting the tiny bedrooms that used to house monks. The mission is to give musicians or painters the peace and space they need to create.
This is definitely what first caught me about the building.
Refuge co-founder and Grammy-nominated musician Corey Chisel looks around the entryway of the chapel.
This is really the treasure. Usually most people spend time in this space just reflecting and writing.
The chapel, with its high ceilings and massive windows, doubles as a concert venue for the community and a second recording studio.
I really love natural sounding recordings, and I've made a lot of very sterile recordings where they literally soundproof everything. But the reality is, as human beings, is we don't exist in that space. We live in a natural world where if a couple songbirds bleed into the mix of a song, I'm completely okay with that sort of collaboration.
The idea of getting away from certain aspects of the music industry is part of the reason Chisel returned to his hometown of Appleton and led him to co-found The Refuge. For years, Chisel was living the life so many musicians dream of. He was signed to a label and living in Nashville. Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons toured the world with musicians like Nora Jones, and he played music with people he cared about. But something was missing. Chisel's focus was on creating hit records. He felt uninspired. Refuge co-founder Adriel Dene also felt lost. She's Chisel's musical collaborator and partner.
You know, after a decade and a half in the more traditional music industry and environment, it had grown so depleting to me. It's like you're searching and lunging and like leaping towards these things that you're not really even quite sure you want or whether they're going to be satisfying in any sort of soulful way. You just are doing them because it's how it goes and what you're supposed to do.
What happened next was a series of serendipitous events. Dene and Chisel were traveling to Appleton more often for the Mile of Music, an annual Americana festival that Chisel co-founded. Meanwhile, the former monastery was being run by an environmental group, and they needed a leader. And then Dene and Chisel became first-time parents. So they took a risk, moved into the monastery, and named it The Refuge.
It definitely initially got a lot of people's attention to be like, either they've lost their mind or they've really found a home. So we've had every friend that we get that visits winds up coming back for a project.
Chisel and Dene created The Refuge as a nonprofit to give musicians a space to create. They've tapped into their industry connections for guidance. The Refuge's curation board is made up of nationally known musicians like Roseanne Cash, Patrick Carney of the Black Keys, and the Smashing Pumpkins' Jimmy Chamberlain. Chisel says dozens of musicians have recorded at The Refuge over the last couple years. Each of them is in a different phase of their career. Take John Wheelock of the band Jay Council. He's a regular around The Refuge.
It's been so long since you've been gone. You've been gone.
Wheelock was crowned The Refuge's first artist in residence. That means the Kakana native got the space and production team needed to record an album for free.
It allowed us to take our time and make sure it was right and not so much of a rushed project.
This is unusual for musicians, since renting a studio and paying for a sound engineer can cost hundreds of dollars per day for emerging artists. As Wheelock begins to navigate the music industry, being an artist in residence also means he'll get advice on his career. And in return, he'll find a way to give back to future artists in residence. This is one way the Refuge is impacting musicians, but it's also supporting other artists in the community. Just past the kitchen in the lower level of the Refuge, classical music pours out of Frank Anderson's studio. The walls are covered in paintings he did of Wisconsin-based musicians.
This is Dave Dudley. He's the father of truck driving music. He sold 3 million records. His entire career, he lived in Wisconsin. He's a Polish boy from Stevens Point. He died here.
To say Anderson is obsessed with all things Wisconsin is an understatement. He loves teaching people about Wisconsin inventions and the famous people that hail from the state. He's a stop-motion director, and lately he's been working on national TV spots and commercials. Throughout his decades-long career, Anderson's work has always pulled him out of Appleton. But for the first time, he's able to work in the place he loves.
Corey, he got the scene going, basically. He wants to corral all the local talent, for lack of a better word, in one place.
Anderson thinks it's a big step for the region. He wants people to know that there's more to Wisconsin than cheese, cows, and barns.
When a red barn collapses, I applaud, because I'm sick of that. That's not what we are. We are great, innovative talent, imaginative people, and hopefully we'll stay here.
Retaining and attracting talent to the region is something Adrienne Palm thinks a lot about. She's the director of Pulse Young Professionals Network with the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. She says more local businesses are starting to see the value in investing in music and the arts. Plus, Palm says events like the Mile of Music and places like the Refuge bring outsiders to the area.
They're creating people who can be advocates for our community, who can speak to how unique and interesting and valuable the Fox Cities are.
Members of the community and corporate sponsors have already chipped in to help finance the Refuge and its artists. Corey Chisel says he hopes the community will grow to take pride in caring for this artistic space.
Why it matters is because at the end of things, the only evidence of a society at all is often their songs and their art. I mean, how do we know about the Egyptians? How do we know about the Greeks? Through stories, through songs, through paintings. And it's really the way, in the end, I think that we leave a map to who we were and what we were about.
And for Chisel and Danae, it's creating a stronger community, one song at a time.